Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the good life here, live in Los Angeles, and it's time now to bring on Paxton Quigley for another cannabis healing segment. Hey, good morning, Paxton.
Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our cannabis healing listeners around the world. We'd first like to thank our sponsors at Tikkun Olam, the world's leading cannabis company and a pioneer in medical cannabis research. And you can find more out about them by going to tikkunhemp.com, which is spelled T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com. But before we get to today's guest, here's a word from our friend Steve Guerin, a fabulous voiceover coach in New York City.
There is a constant search for new talent in the rewarding and lucrative world of voiceovers. Do you think you have what it takes? Steve Guerin's Voice Works, since 1988, offers Skype training. For more information about signing up for Skype voiceover coaching sessions, email Steve at voiceworksnyc@gmail.com. That's voiceworksnyc@gmail.com.
In the news this week, on December 1st, Michigan finally began selling recreational marijuana, and there certainly were lines out there. In 2018, Michigan became the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana. And as we know, cannabis legalization is done on a state-by-state basis. Now, keeping that in mind, a recent survey by the Pew Research Center noted that two-thirds of Americans say marijuana should be legal. But how do we do that? Our guest today, Max Simon, he's CEO and founder of Green Flower Media, has come up with a strategy on how to make changes on a state and local level. Max Simon, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Oh, so good to be with you today.
Well, thank you very much, and let's get started. First, Max, can you tell our listeners about Green Flower Media's strategy and how it can provide people with the tools and knowledge to convince their lawmakers and even educate fellow citizens about cannabis legalization, because people really don't understand it?
Yeah, we started Green Flower in 2014 because we could see very clearly that there was huge gaps in education and training in the cannabis industry, and that people needed to have trustworthy guidance in order to be able to navigate. And so here, 5 years later, we've produced 2,000 hours of expert-led curriculum in every part of the cannabis industry, and we work with law enforcement and lawyers and politicians, as well as business people and entrepreneurs, as well as job seekers, to get the knowledge and training that they need. And ultimately, I think, to your point, that's what's most important, is that the world as it stands right now, I kind of divide them into these three camps of people. There's the camp of people that understand cannabis and recognize that it's one of the most life-changing plants that exists on planet Earth right now and has disruptive ability in so many different sectors, and that's a very small but very passionate camp of people. Then there's the next pie of people who have a little bit of experience with it. Maybe they, you know, quote unquote, got high in college, or they had some minimal experience with it and kind of are neither for or against it, but certainly open. And then there's the much, 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 much larger camp of people, which are those that still believe and have misconceptions that this plant is bad for our society or bad for you as an individual and don't have much understanding. And unfortunately, a good chunk of those people are the ones making the legislative decisions. And so to answer your question, I think to change the way that the cannabis industry is governed and the perception, it really comes back to education and helping people understand, you know, what really matters about this plant.
Now, how do you do this program? Is there actually classroom education? Give us an understanding of how it's done.
So Green Flower is a 100% online education company, and that means that all of our courses, all of our certificates, all of our content exists online, and that may anybody in any part of the world can log in from the comfort of their own home or office and learn right from the world's top experts, you know, right there in the privacy of their own space. And so whether people start a membership account on Greenflower, which is just, you know, 10 bucks a month, and it unlocks thousands of hours of content, or we have these online courses that provide certificate programs in specific sectors of the industry. There's lots of ways for people to be able to learn lots of different things, but all exclusively online. So whether it's from your computer or your mobile phone or your tablet, you can basically learn anywhere, anytime.
Now, can a person who decides to become part of this educational program, can the person ask some questions, or is it all just tutorial?
Yeah, no, we have community forums, absolutely, and we have webinars with experts where people can engage, and each class has students that go through those classes together, so there's a lot of interactivity among students, and in the new year, there's a whole brand new community platform that's being launched, which will take the interactivity to a whole another level. So absolutely, there's lots of ways for people to engage both with the other students and people around the world, as well as with some of the leading experts who can answer their questions about specific matters.
Now, I understand that there's actually a cannabis advocacy certificate that you give people. What is all that about?
So it's not out yet. Let me start there. But we did partner with NORML, the National Organization for Marijuana Reform Policy, which has been, you know, advocating for cannabis reform since the 60s. And we've partnered with them to produce this cannabis advocacy certificate program. And ultimately what it is a much deeper and better understanding of, first off, you know, how cannabis policy gets formed and the process that goes through for people to actually be able to implement changes, but also the tools and the strategies and the resources that are needed in particular to influence policy at a local level, because that's arguably one of the biggest challenges in the cannabis industry, is that even if a state decides to legalize, to create a recreational or a medical framework in their state, they're still always given permission for the legal government structures to decide whether or not to support or ban these businesses. And, you know, in most places around the country, there's still significant bans at the local level. I mean, even in California, two-thirds of the entire state have prohibition bans on cannabis regulations. And so, you know, even though the state of California is legalized, at many levels of the local areas, it's not. So this new cannabis advocacy certificate in partnership with NORML will basically make people completely empowered and skilled and have the right guidance to be able to go ahead and change those local government regulations so that it's more favorable towards, you know, creating safe access for cannabis products.
Really? So interesting. Now, I know that you also have another project, and that's educating law enforcement officers. Can you tell us about that program?
Yeah. So one of the things that's been amazing about Greenflower is that we are always getting to connect with larger and larger groups of experts, and true subject matter experts who are at the front lines of science and medicine and investment and manufacturing and extraction. And just this year, we got connected to he was a local chief of police, meaning just in the town right next door to ours.
Which is where?
So we're in Ventura, California, and he was the chief of police of a town called Port Hueneme.
Mm-hmm.
And what was amazing was we got connected to this chief of police, and he told us this story about how the city was under a huge budget deficit and they didn't know what to do about it. This chief of police decided that cannabis was going to be the answer. He personally enacted the regulatory framework. He got buy-in from the local governance. He got buy-in from the local community. He overseed the development and execution of this licensing program. They set up their first six dispensaries, and those six dispensaries in 2019 will do $18 million in revenue, of which 5% comes directly to the police department. And so it single-handedly wiped out their budget deficit, got them flush with cash, and everything that happened in the community was positive. Crime rates dropped, community contributions went up, community tourism went up, community real estate prices went up. And so we heard this guy's story, and one, it was just unbelievable. It was kind of a jaw-dropping story to hear. You know, he's fully in police chief gear, right? Comes into our offices in full police outfits and tells us this whole story. And now he's really actively engaged and excited about trying to educate other law enforcement about how to think about cannabis in this new era, to share his story, to share the lessons they've learned, and also to provide training about how to deal with cannabis in today's kind of modern legalized era. So we just last month signed a partnership with him to produce this whole series of cannabis law enforcement training, and that'll also be coming out in 2020, and our plan is to take that nationwide and really start to take this kind of education to police departments across the nation.
Wow, this is all so interesting, Max. We'd love to have you back on the program for a progress report, but this is an incredible story. Before we have to go, will you tell our listeners how we can learn more about your programs? What's your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're at green-flower.com, or you can just Google, you know, Green Flower Cannabis Education, and we'll come up. And we're also on all the social media channels, so Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, you know, so you can find us there and follow us there.
I'm thrilled at hearing all this work you've done, Max. And again, thank you very much, and thank you for putting together such an interesting program.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me to share our story. I appreciate it.
Certainly. Folks, that's our show for today. Once again, we'd like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's broadcast. And we invite our listeners to listen to our show and all of our shows on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Please stay healthy, balanced, and do stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.